Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. Today is the 14th of June 2019. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Let's get to the news. More washouts at the Cricket World Cup. The match between India and New Zealand on Thursday was abandoned on account of rain, making it the third match to be abandoned in the 2019 World Cup. It was the fourth match of eight to be washed out in the past week after two abandonments in Bristol and rain out of the South Africa-West Indies game after 7.3 overs. Organisers finally gave up at 3 p.m. local time, 4.5 hours after the scheduled start at Trent Bridge. India and New Zealand, the only unbeaten teams in the tournament, split the points from the match. Tournament leaders New Zealand have 7 points after 4 games, while India have 5 after 3 games. India's next match is against Pakistan on Sunday in Manchester, while New Zealand face South Africa next Wednesday in Birmingham. The Indian men's recurve team had booked 3 quarter places for the Tokyo 2020 Olympics on Wednesday at the World Archery Championships. A day later, they defeated Netherlands in a closely fought match and progressed to the final. India will take on China in Den Bosch in the Netherlands for the gold medal. The last time that the Indian men's recurve team reached the final of a World Championship was back in Madrid in 2005. India beat Netherlands 5-4 in the semi-final. Atanu Das, Praveen Ramesh Jadhav and Tarundeep Rai beat Netherlands' Steve Weiler, Chef Van den Berg and Rick van der Ven in a semi-final shoot-off to book a place in the gold medal match. The hosts began by winning the first set 56-54 and third set 57-56, with India winning the second set and fourth set 52-49 and 57-55 respectively. With the teams locked at 4-4, a shoot-off was necessary. There, India prevailed by a slender 29-28 margin. Earlier in the quarterfinal, also on Thursday, India had made their intentions clear with win over the high-profile Chinese Taipei team. Former world number one and Malaysia's most successful badminton player Lee Chong Wei announced retirement from professional badminton after an illustrious 19-year career. Lee made the announcement at a press conference in the presence of Minister Syed Saddiq Syed Abdul Rahman and Badminton Association of Malaysia President Datuk Seri Norza Zakaria. The 36-year-old, who was diagnosed with nose cancer in July last year, said he made the decision after a recent checkup in Taiwan. The announcement arrived on the back of doctors' advice to ease off in order to avoid a relapse of the cancer. He has since made a recovery, but hasn't been nearly as active in training. Although he did resume training in January and even targeted a competitive return at the All England Championships in March and Malaysian Open in April, his plans did not come to fruition. The three-time Olympic silver medalist said he had discussed the issue with both his wife and his doctor. He said, and I quote, "She told me to rest. I took rest and discussed it with BAM, that is the Badminton Association of Malaysia, and Youth and Sports Minister Syed Saddiq. I said, after Raya, I will retire. My health is more important." Unquote. Lee won silver medals at the 2008, 2012 and 2016 Olympic Games, as well as in 3 World Championships outings in 2011, 2013 and 2015. Of those 6 losses, 4 were at the hands of on-court rival and great friend Lin Dan, arguably the greatest player of his generation. The last 2 defeats were at the hands of another Chinese shuttler, Chen Long. Lee won a total of 69 titles over the course of his career. That includes a staggering 46 titles in the now-defunct Super Series, the Badminton World Federation's top flight circuit. He also spent a whopping 349 weeks, including a 199-week streak from 2008 to 2012, as the number one shuttler in the world. In other cricket news, India will begin their World Test Championship campaign against the West Indies in a 2-match series starting on the 22nd of August, while the tour begins with a couple of T20 internationals in Florida from the 3rd of August. The tour of West Indies will be India's sole away test assignment in 2019. Besides 2 tests and 3 T20s, both teams will also play a 3-match ODI series during the 5-week tour. The test series will kick off the new ICC World Test Championship that will be played over the next 2 years. The test championship has been introduced to give greater context and competition in the ultimate test of the game. Cricket West Indies, that is CWI Chief Executive Officer Johnny Grave, said, and I quote, "The West Indies and India have a long and colourful rivalry, and the My Team 11 series will bring more thrilling competition across every format of the game," unquote. CWI Commercial Marketing and Communications Director Dominic Wan said, and I quote, "We are excited to bring 2 more T20Is to Florida, giving the West Indies diaspora in North America the opportunity to watch the team play live and in person," unquote. The first ODI will take place on the 8th of August at the National Stadium in Guyana, the first time in 3 decades that the two sides will contest an ODI in the South American nation. The poster boy of Indian table tennis, Sharad Kamal, was snapped up by new entrants Chennai Lions in the player draft for the third season of Ultimate Tennis League, or UTT, on Thursday in Mumbai. A total of 40 players were up for grabs, including 11 Olympians and 2 youth Olympians from 9 different nationalities. Sharad played for the Warriors last season. India's highest-ranked women's singles player and Commonwealth Games gold medalist Manika Batra was roped in by RPSG Mavericks Kolkata. The highest-ranked player, world number 8 of the draft, Cheng Yi Ching of Chinese Taipei, was picked up by Goa Challengers. G. Sathyan, who recently became the first Indian to break into top 25 rankings, was the only player to be retained by any franchise, as defending champions Dabang Delhi TTC held on to him. The decision to retain Sathyan by Dabang Delhi TTC was taken ahead of the player draft. The 2019 season of UTT will witness 3 new teams, while Challengers have seen a challenge in ownership and have been rechristened Goa Challengers. Maharashtra United, Falcons and Warriors have now been replaced by Puneri Paltan, Chennai Lions and U Mumbai TT. Each team will now have only 6 players instead of 8. Also, every tie will only have 5 matches instead of 7. No player will be allowed to play more than 1 singles match per tie. Another rule change sees a singles player being drawn against another player regardless of their nationality. In the previous seasons, Indian players could only be drawn against foreign players. With this change, we now have the possibility of a Sathyan vs Sharad clash or a Manika vs Archana match. The league will take place in Delhi this year from the 25th of July to the 11th of August. The Toronto Raptors have captured their first NBA crown on Thursday, defeating Golden State Warriors 114-110 to become the first league champion from outside the United States by dethroning the defending title holders. Kyle Lowry and Pascal Siakam each scored 26 points, while Kawhi Leonard and reserve Fred VanVleet each added 22, as Toronto won the best-of-seven series 4-2. Leonard was named the NBA Finals Most Valuable Player for the second time in his career after the first in 2014 with San Antonio, which traded him to Toronto last July. The Raptors became the first Canadian club to win a major North American sports title since the 1993 Toronto Blue Jays captured Major League Baseball's World Series. Leonard was named the NBA Finals Most Valuable Player for the second time, like I said earlier. The Raptors spoiled the Warriors' farewell appearance at Oracle Arena, Golden State's home since 1971, will be replaced by a new $1 billion venue in San Francisco next season.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.